BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The American Defense Secretary, Chuck Hagel, has ordered an aircraft carrier to move into the Gulf. A Pentagon official said this was to provide President Obama with flexibility should military options be required to protect American lives and interests in Iraq. Regina Vadanathan reports.
The USS George H.W. Bush, an aircraft carrier with dozens of fighter jets on board, has been operating in the Middle East since February, but is now moving from the North Arabian Sea into the Gulf. It's due to arrive on Saturday evening, along with a guided missile cruiser and a missile destroyer. On Friday, the president said he was consulting with his national security team on what course of action to take in light of the escalating violence in Iraq. He's ruled out sending ground troops in, but is said to be considering a range of military options, which could include air or drone strikes.
NATO has released satellite images backing up existing video material which strongly support allegations that three Russian tanks crossed into eastern Ukraine this week, allegations that Moscow has strenuously denied. A range of images show the T-64 tanks, first at a Russian military staging area near Rostov-on-Don, and then apparently inside Ukraine. The American Secretary of State John Kerry has told his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov that he was concerned about the shooting down of a Ukrainian transport plane by pro-Russia separatists. 49 Ukrainian military personnel on board the plane were killed. For his part, Mr. Lavrov urged the United States to use its influence to persuade Kiev to end its military operation in eastern Ukraine. At least 10 migrants have drowned off the Libyan coast while attempting to cross to the Italian island of Lampedusa. The Italian Navy rescued 39 people. Here's Alan Johnston.
Among the many vessels that set out on the crossing from Libya to Italy, there are often large inflatable craft. They ride low in the water and they're always hopelessly overcrowded. Attempting the long sea passage in these boats is extremely dangerous, and the Italian Navy says that one of them sank about 40 nautical miles off the Libyan coast. Both Navy and Coast Guard vessels were directed to the area, and they've been hauling survivors and dead bodies from the sea. The search is continuing.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there's no doubt that what he termed a terror group was responsible for the abduction of three Israeli teenagers on Thursday. An intense search operation for the three students is taking place in the occupied West Bank. Mr. Netanyahu said security forces would ensure they were not removed to Hamas-controlled Gaza or elsewhere. BBC News. Officials in Afghanistan say that nearly 50 people have been killed in a number of militant attacks during the runoff election for a new president. Afghans are choosing between a former foreign minister, Abdullah Abdullah, and Ashraf Ghani, who was finance minister. Mr. Ghani said he was looking forward to the result.
As people who take rule of law seriously will await the process of counting and arriving at decisions based on solid evidence, and we hope that that evidence would be forthcoming soon and would be judged credible.
There's been a major upset on the third day of the Football World Cup in Brazil, with unfancied outsiders Costa Rica coming from behind to beat Uruguay 3-1. The BBC's Alistair Bruce Ball was watching the last goal.
Now here is Arena, he's going to score! He has come on and scored. The substitute in Costa Rica are going to win this opening game against Uruguay with three second-half goals.
Former football world champions Italy and England will meet shortly in the Brazilian city of Manaus, where Wera Davis reports.
It's been a scorcher all day here today, well over 30 degrees. In fact, we've heard that FIFA will be looking just before kickoff at the possibility of having 3-minute breaks in the first and second half if they deem it to be too hot, allowing players to take on water. That probably won't happen because the temperature will drop here, kick off after dark. But it is hot and humid up here in the rainforest. It's been a party atmosphere, though. Several thousand England fans, a far fewer Italian fans. They're all starting to move off towards the stadium now. This, of course, is one of the most hotly anticipated games of the first round in the World Cup. England against Italy, although I think these really hot and stifling conditions may slow the pace of the game down a bit.
Wera Davis reporting, BBC News.